I was curious to know whether any other Wisconsin governors were lightning rods as well.
There was one back in 1856. The grandfather of Douglas MacArthur, Arthur MacArthur, was the running mate to William Barstow. Barstow was elected and took the oath of office in 1856, but then there were some discrepancies found in the election in that he received votes in an area of Wisconsin where the Native Americans lived, but they were not allowed to vote in those days, and the result was that he was declared not the winner. So he was removed from office, and then Arthur MacArthur took the oath. And 4 days later, Coles Brashford won the court's approval to become the governor. He was the opponent of Barstow. And he then asked MacArthur to resign, and MacArthur did. So that was kind of an interesting time period.
We also have a couple of legacies among the Wisconsin governors, fathers and sons who have served in that office.
That's correct. Robert La Follette served from 1901 to 1906. And then his son, Philip, he served from 1931 to 1933, and then another term, 1935 to 39. And then we had the Kohlers. Walter Kohler Sr. served from 1929 to 1931, and his son, Walter Kohler Jr., served from 1951 to 1957.
Now, you mentioned Robert La Follette, and he's widely regarded as the best-known Wisconsin governor and the one who maybe left the most lasting legacy. We're going to hear a few seconds now from 1924 and La Follette giving a stump speech when he was running for president.
Each one should count it a patriotic duty to build at least a part of his life into the life of his country, to do his share in the making of America according to the plan of the fathers.
Why do you think Fighting Bob La Follette has such a lasting legacy over and above other Wisconsin governors?
Well, he was a very vocal politician and could give tremendous stump speeches, and he gathered a lot of support from the general public.
We also had a governor who died trying to deliver goods to Civil War soldiers.
Yes, Lewis Harvey, 1862. He went south to deliver supplies to the Wisconsin troops and drowned and was found 2-3 miles downriver.
Back in 2008, you designed this Wisconsin governor's poster. Up at the time, it went up to Jim Doyle. I guess, why did you feel that this was an important project to undertake?
The requirement in our schools at various levels, but especially fourth grade, is to teach about Wisconsin history. And when I was working with teachers at Lafayette Terrible University, I found that there was no single source to go to see all the governors together. And, of course, you know there are many posters of the United States presidents. And so I felt that it would be beneficial to the schools of Wisconsin to have such a poster, and distributed 5,000 of these posters free to our Wisconsin schools, many public libraries, and historical societies as well.
Ralph Whiting, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you very much.